this is Shad. You're checking out the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It is me and Brian indeed, and we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. Thanks for tuning in. And
for the last time of the year!
Oh my. It's big news. That's huge news.
Where'd the year go?
I don't know. It snuck by on us. This is actually our 86th episode. We're nearing 100. We are almost 100 years old, but only 10 in dog years. Or I don't remember how the calculation works. I think it might be a little bit older than that.
Yeah, you got it. It is science, you know.
It's around there, yeah. I always go by your rule. Just play it off like you actually know, whether you know or not.
Stop. You need to stop questioning yourself in life.
these charts, which are the last charts we'll be counting down for 2013, are for the week ending December 17th, 2013. And Brian will let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where we retrieve them from.
You'll find out that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com. Your new homepage. Go set it right now. You'll find the entire National Top 50 and other published charts, including regional Top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly Top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features, which include reviews, interviews, and loads more.
If you want to reach out to us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we love to do that from time to time, and we're doing it today. We're going to be talking in just a little bit with David Miles from Nova Scotia, and he's going to be talking to us about his album that he put out over the summer, and also I'm going to play a holiday tune from him as well, because I love holiday music, and you always give me some leeway this very show each year, so I try to squeeze it in
you
the best I can.
Fly.
I do. It's good stuff, but I don't overdo it. You can't overdo it. That's what Christmas Eve is for.
We should say that anyone listening to this program could hypothetically be listening, but just on the home station of this program, Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, on December 24th, which is Christmas Eve, of course, Anthony and I will be hosting a special all-holiday music program called the Twas the Night Before Christmas from 3 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And if you're in St. John, New Brunswick, in the local area of the program, you can tune in on 107.3 FM that day. Or if you're anywhere else in the world, you can tune in on localfm.ca. It'll be Anthony and I hosting a show filled with Christmas tunes, Anthony's favorite thing ever.
Basically, if you want to hear me just like throw up on you with Christmas music, that is what you're going to get. I just love it.
It'll be a good time. We'll have lots of guests. We called in the NORAD last year, and we found out where Santa was and his journeys, all kinds of exciting things like that. We had some special requests, so if you'd like to hear some requests, you can always make that happen as well. So definitely tune in to that show. Or maybe you missed it, I don't know.
Or it could be coming up, or it could have passed. If it passed, tough luck for you. Maybe next year. But let's get back to this, because we have a great big show still left for you in this
hour
of the program. It is the top 10, David Miles, Dog Day. We're also talking with Seth Smith from the band. They're our number one. And so
we have 10 tracks to bring you.
And it's
how are you going to do it?
We're not. This is the last time they hear from us.
Here is Small and Loss by Ryan Hemsworth. His record jumps one spot this week to number 10. It is called Guilt Trips. After that, you're going to hear from Hyam at number 9, up from, or re-entering the charts, actually, is their new record, Days Are Gone, and you're going to hear that title track. And at number 8, up from 10, is Tough Age, their subtitled record, and a track called Dream Date.
We'll talk to you soon. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Thank you. Number 9.
And I got back up when I lost control over it all. Oh, it all. And then I knew that I couldn't take no more. Cause I want it all. I want it all. All the time to sit it. All the time to sit it. Before those deeds are gone. Cause I didn't know how. And I know that now.
I'll be there to stay. You only came with one. But
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 8, up from number 10, that was the self-titled record from Tough Age, a track called Dream Date. Before that, you heard Days Are Gone from the record of the same name by Haim. And they're at number 9, re-entering the charts in that spot. And at number 10, up one spot this week, is Ryan Hemsworth from Guilt Trips. You heard a track called Small and Lost.
We're taking a break from the countdown now and heading to the phone to chat with East Coast artist David Miles. In May of this year, the singer-songwriter dropped a double album titled In the Nighttime, and he's here to talk about it. David, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a pretty big year for you musically. Let's talk about the new album first, which touts as bringing your two musical sides together on one album. Where did the inspiration come from to do this?
Well, you know, it wasn't really premeditated. It just kind of came up almost afterwards because I was literally working on these two sides at the same time. You know, I was making a Roots record with a bunch of musicians I'd always wanted to work with, guys like Kevin Bright and David Pilch and Aaron Davis, who produced the record, which are all kind of like, you know, session jazz guys who play on a bunch of records I love, you know, by Bill Frisell or, you know, Katie Lang and Bonnie Raitt, like those kind of dudes. And I was kind of going, yeah, this will be great. We'll do a live off the floor recording, hi-fi kind of Roots record. Which was a dream, you know, it was awesome to do. But meanwhile, the collaboration with Classified was just continuing. Every time I was home from tour, I'd go out to his place and we'd be working on stuff and it was just going off. We were having such a great time and the songs, we were kind of getting into the way we worked together, you know, even more. So what happened was I literally, you know, came to a certain point. It was basically December of last year, but a year ago, I was kind of looking at both of these things and going, wow, I got two projects here, and I don't really want to release them separately. I mean, they've been done over the same amount, over the same kind of period of time, and I kind of like to think of records as being that, as being a reflection of an artist at a certain period of time in their life or in their career, so I just decided to put them out together. It was more of an after plan to make sense of what, you know, so much that had been going on in my world. So,
and you're talking about your relationship with Classified, another East Coast musical talent that we know very well in this area. And what was it like to work with him, and where did that partnership kind of come about from?
Well, it came about just by meeting at a music conference and just kind of chatting about music. He's a really open-minded guy. He's always looking for collaborations. He listens to lots of that types of music, and I am the same kind of way. I love hip hop. I grew up listening to it like so many people, and I liked what he did. I was a fan of his music. We just started kind of talking, and he said, "Why don't you come out to the studio?" And then what we found was that it was kind of more than that. That there was something kind of really special about working together. There was just a really good energy, and that we both are very enthusiastic. We love making records. We love trying out different stuff, and we also have really different skills. You know, we make records in different ways. I've always been kind of a guitar playing, singing kind of dude, and like that's just focused on the song, chords, and lyrics. And he's so much more of a beat oriented guy. And so to put it, when we kind of got together, we started to find that we had different strengths, and it really worked together. And we got along. You know, we became really good friends really quickly. So now, I mean, it's one of those things that, yeah, it hasn't stopped at all. We continue to work together. I'm heading out there tomorrow. So,
and that partnership has earned you some kudos even in the United States. The song Inner Ninja was picked up by Grey's Anatomy. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's been an amazing, you know, the run of that song in general has just been completely wild to watch. It doesn't ever stop. It just keeps on going, you know, and it's been amazing to watch. And that was an exciting song to work on for Class and I, because it was so fun and we felt like we were doing something different and special. And we also just felt like the collaboration was so special that at some point we had done a number of, you know, we had done two other songs up to that point, and they were both what we thought were really strong songs. And we felt like what we were doing was special. So it was really cool to have so many people react to it, for sure.
And you just got done a pretty extensive run of shows. How did the touring go for you?
It was really good, man. I mean, I just finished. It's been an incredibly busy year, but it couldn't have gone better. It was a really big year for me, you know. It was a big jump. Shows, even from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, then, you know, just the number of people coming to the shows and just how, you know, kind of how easily they were selling out, you know, like it was we really, which was great, you know. And that was because we're still playing in really small venues in a lot of towns, but we didn't have any idea what we'd be able to get in some of these towns, and to know that people were excited to come out to the shows was really, really rewarding. And, you know, you work for a long time, so it's nice to start seeing people coming out to the shows in towns that you've never played in before. It's wicked. And that's kind of what started happening at the end of the year. So it was busy, man. It was pretty nonstop. We did pretty much the entire country, and then up to the Yukon and Alaska and down to California, and then all the stuff that was classified throughout the year. It was certainly busy. I'm ready for a little time off.
More with David Miles coming up, but first we're going to hear from his double album, In the Nighttime. Here's So Blind, David Miles featuring Classified. Stick around for more with David on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Well, I was knowing that you were going when you came knocking at my door. I was grieving you were leaving. I wouldn't see you no more. But you were laughing as I was gasping. You were cashing all my checks. You were lying as I was crying. You were taking all the risks. So I've been so blind. Like a fool, I was falling. Falling for your lines. I fell for you one by one. Time after time. How was I so blind? You'd run away from me. I guess I was missing that you were wishing for a better man than me. But I was hoping when I was floating on those clouds inside my head, based on lies that you deny now, that you had ever said. Oh, I've been so blind. Like a fool, I was falling. Falling for your lines. I fell for you one by one. Time after time. How was I so blind?
Dave, let me get a little piece of this one. Before the talk of the birds and the bees, every other girl had me nervous and weak. I never had the guts or the courage to speak. So when I finally did, I was numb to the way she treated me. She would lie, say what she needed to. I was blind, but then I seen the truth. Now I march to the beat of my own drum, cause I learned from
my mistakes in my past. Oh, they've taken their toll. I'm gonna find the kind of girl with whom I'll grow old. And she'll treat me, yeah, she'll treat me. Whoa, I'll treat her so nice. And I won't be making those mistakes I've made before twice. Oh, I won't be making those mistakes I've made before twice. Oh, I've been so blind. Like a fool, I was falling. Falling for your lines. I gave you my heart, but you just wasted my time. How was I so blind?
David Miles, and still on the line with us is the man himself. And so I've read the fun isn't ending for you because you'll be at the Grand Parade Square in Halifax on New Year's Eve to help ring in the new year.
Yeah, that's right. That's how we're ringing it in, the big gig in town. It's going to be pretty cool. I mean, hopefully it won't be freezing cold, but because it is outdoors. But it will be awesome, man. I'm excited to play. I like playing New Year's. It's a nice way to kind of think about the whole year and to cap it all off. And I'm going to have my band there, and it will definitely be a party. It's going to be really fun.
And in the meantime, some relaxation, I assume, after coming off the tour. Do you have any plans for the holidays?
I'm taking it pretty easy, man. I mean, it doesn't seem to... I thought I was going to jump right into the holidays. I still have some work that's kind of lingering around, but it's all good. I'm going to be done. I'm going to spend some downtime here in Halifax, and I'm going home to Fredericton for about a week. before New Year. So it's going to be really nice, and I am going to take it really easy. I'm going to spoil myself for sure.
David, thanks for chatting with us.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show, for sure. Thanks.
DavidMiles.com is where you can find more from this great East Coast artist. And in the spirit of the holidays, we're going to throw on another track from David Miles. Here is I'll Be Home for Christmas. Stick around. There's lots more on the way. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and the mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Earshot 20, number 7.
I've gone missing, looking for a girl in a world of women. I tell it to you, man, I'm looking for a hand. I've been a boy for too long, baby. Hair is getting gray and it's thinning. Maybe I'll tell it to you, man, I'm looking for a hand. Thank you.
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Stigmata 1 by Tim Hecker from his latest record, Virgins. It was at number 6, falling just one spot this week. And before that, you heard from Sebastian Granger. He's at number 7, up from number 8 with Yours to Discover and a track called I'm Looking for a Hand.
And in before that, David Miles joined us on the program. Big thanks to him for joining us and chatting about his album, and it was good to chat and see what he was up to. Now we're going to keep moving along here, and we're into the top 5 coming up in just a little bit. Our interview with Dog Day, Seth Smith, will be joining us on the program. But first, a couple more tracks to bring you before that. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 5.
And we should also let you know that by David Miles, you heard tracks called I'll Be Home for Christmas and So Blind, featuring Classified. Now we're going to jump back into the charts at number 5. Down from number 2 is Arcade Fire from Reflector. And you're going to hear a track from that album. At number 4, down from number 3, you're going to hear from Shad off of Flying Colors. You're going to hear a track called Dreams. And at number 3, up from number 4, you're going to hear from Yelmantaka's Sonic Titan. Their latest record is called Uzu. You're going to hear the first track from that record called Atalanta.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
We have fabulous music for the fantastic
Arcade Fire. Move so fast. Never stop to ask. Emotional and drink until we're sociable again. This whole century is sensory overload. Stay the night, roam the globe. We go from low to overdose, back to comatose. Brightest lights, coldest roads. My generations of roads has grown from concrete rubble under a broken home in a busy city where we've never felt so alone. Let's get out of here, baby. Barry Bonds. I know we both got baggage, I hope they're carry-ons. Same age as Pops when he married moms. Pipe dreams, cherry bombs. Blow up, gone. Grow up, achieve, succeed. You know that you've arrived when you always gotta leave. And you're up all night cause you're living all your dreams. The fantasy, a black room, one mirror, the man I see. Inside of the vanity, can't believe that he can't believe anymore. And any force stronger than a bombshell blonde that's 24. The room had many doors, how to choose. He said the echo of the space made him sound confused. Then there were mirrors all around, 100,000 views. Became 1,000 faces in a now crowded room. Loud music all around the booths. And the sound of youth that gotta dance cause they only know how to move. Think till we're emotional, then drink until we're sociable again. This whole century is sensory overload.
Dream.
number 3.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was the opening track from Yamantaka Sonic Titans' latest record, Uzu. It sits at number 3, up one spot this week. And that was a track called Atalanta. Switching spots with Yamantaka Sonic Titan on the charts is Shad, falling from number 3 to number 4. His latest record's called Flying Colors, and you heard a track called Dreams. And falling from number 2 to number 5 was the Arcade Fire from Reflector. You heard it, you already know.
Halifax-based Canadian indie rock duo Dog Day released their fourth highly anticipated full-length this year, titled Fade Out. The band just wrapped up a brief East Coast tour, and we caught up with Seth Smith to chat about the album. Seth, welcome to the Earshot 20.
How's it going?
Doing pretty well, and this album has received some high praise, and suitably so. Where does the inspiration come from for your music?
Good question. I don't actually listen to that much music myself, but I don't know. I guess we watch a lot of live shows in town here when we get a chance to make it out into town. And yeah, there's a lot of good music happening these days in Halifax. So that's definitely, you know, inspiring. For this particular record, I think Nance and I both got on a classic rock kick. That's kind of where we kind of entered music in the first place, you know. It's kind of what made us pick up guitars. So, yeah, I don't know. We just felt like revisiting that chapter. So we've been listening to a lot of oldies on vinyl. And definitely came through a little bit on this album.
And keeping with talking about Fade Out, do you find that your sound or style has changed on this album compared to previous releases?
Well, I mean, I hope it's a little different, you know. I mean, I've always considered it, you know, a goal to change and, you know, progress or evolve as a band, you know, between albums. And so, yeah, I mean, this record, you know, we kind of go about every record a little differently, especially when it comes to production. for the last record, we threw together this two-piece set that we could play as just a guitar and drum duo. And yeah, I guess you know that the idea was just to be able to recreate that record live. And this record's kind of the opposite, where we just, you know, we took a year off and just played around with recording stuff and toys and instruments and just really didn't care about recreating it live. We just wanted to kind of make an interesting record with, you know, a little more depth and, you know, just have fun with it. So, yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know. But I hope that it is a little different.
And that kind of leads into my next question, and just kind of trying to understand what the recording process was like for the album. Was there anything that you guys did differently from previous records that you recorded? Anything that's kind of unique about how you recorded this album?
Well, I mean, we tend to bounce back and forth from going to a studio to recording at home. You know, you get sick of not having enough control, and then you get sick of doing everything yourself. For this one, like our last one, the former, we did it at, we have a kind of a makeshift studio in our home here in the country, and we did the same thing. We just recorded everything ourselves. The only difference this time was that we really took the casual approach, and it was maybe recording a song a week or wherever we had free time. Nance and I are busy with a lot of other projects. We tend to take on a lot. And it's whenever we could fill it in. And there are also a lot of older songs that didn't make it to other albums that actually kind of made it on this one. So in a way, it's kind of like a B-sides record.
More with Seth in just a few minutes on the Earshot 20. Here's our number two this week. It's Free Love Fenner. Stick around.
Number two. We'll be right back.
And that was Free Love Fenner making the jump from number 6 to number 2 this week on the charts. And still on the line hanging out with us is Seth Smith of Dog Day. And I mentioned earlier that you just finished up a short East Coast tour. How was the tour?
Oh, it was great, yeah. We played a lot of these kind of smaller venues, kind of like after-hours venues that were, you know, makeshift studio kind of clubs. And it was kind of neat, yeah. It was great. And we played with Mark Grundy and Seamus Dalton that kind of backed us up this tour. So we were playing as a four-piece. Nance was playing guitar, which is the first time she's done that in this band. You know, she used to do it in our old band, the Burdocks. So it was definitely a different dynamic and a lot louder, you know. it was just fun, you know. This is kind of, I don't know, there's a little bit of rock and roll on this record, and it was fun to rock out a little more. The only hard part was the snow, you know. We try not to tour in the wintertime because it can get cold and sticky in the van, but it really was the only time we could do it because we're taking kind of some time off after this record, so it wasn't too bad. We got caught in a snowstorm in Toronto, but other than that, it was fine.
So that would lead into my next question, which was do you have any immediate plans for 2014, continuing to tour or working on new material? But sounds like there's a break in the future.
Well, I think we'll probably work on a few videos for the album because it's something we enjoy doing. Musically, I think we're probably going to take a little bit of a hiatus because Nancy's pregnant and yeah, we're having a kid, so yeah, we really want to just do a good job at that and see how that goes. But for other, you know, there's always other projects down the line too, like we got some film projects kind of developing, and we started a film festival this year that, you know, will happen again next year. And, you know, when we're feeling up to it, we'll do some more music.
Awesome. Well, best of luck on the baby. That's exciting news.
Yeah, it's good. I think, you know, it's our next big project.
And it can be, from what I understand, quite an undertaking.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, it's going to be full of surprises.
DogDayMusic.com is where you can find out more about this duo. And Seth, it was great to catch up.
Hey, thanks a lot. See ya.
Here they are now, holding the number one spot for the second week in a row. It's Dog Day on the Earshot 20.
Number one.
Something good's gone by.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number one, that was Dog Day from the record Fade Out, a track called In Another Life. And in amongst that interview with Seth, you also heard Free Love Fenner at number two, up from number six from Do Not Affect a Breezy Manor, a track called In the Sound.
And there you have it, our final countdown done of 2013. Thanks very much for following the show and supporting us. And of course, we'll be back in the new year with lots of great music. But for the holidays, happy holidays. And a little bit about the show. It's the Earshot 20 countdown, the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. And those charts go up on normally Tuesday or Wednesday. We count them down every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, live out of St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also find the program at radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. Until next year. Have a good one. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.